Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. In 2 Samuel 16, we have Absalom and his entourage marching into Jerusalem with a man named Ahithophel at his side. And what we must remember is that Ahithophel was a very trusted advisor to David, and then he traded sides and now he's joined forces with Absalom. But not only is there Ahithophel, we are also reintroduced to a man named Hushai. Hushai, you will remember, was sent into Jerusalem by David as a spy so that David could know what Absalom would be up to with his military plans. This is the context, and these are the characters of this current episode. Absalom the usurper, Ahithophel the advisor, and Hushai the spy. It's quite the tense and exciting story that we have here. Will Hushai succeed in his task? Or will Absalom or Ahithophel discover the secret intentions of Hushai? Will his cover be blown? As we continue to read, the question surfaces as to how Absalom should make his presence felt and known in Jerusalem. What should be his official coming out statement? So he turns to Ahithophel and he says, "What advice do you have for me?" Ahithophel looks around the king's house and ponders, and then he says, "I think the most dramatic and clear statement that we can make to all the people that you are now the king is if you conquer all of your father's concubines. In this way, all of Israel will know that you not only defy your father, but you've taken over his throne." So remember, when David ascended the throne of Israel, he too assumed or took in all the wives and concubines of Saul. So in that day, that was a sign of possession. Women were treated like property. And so if you took over their wives and their concubines, then you were taking over their property. But what happens in our text today is that Absalom does so in a fashion that is done in public in order to humiliate and shame David. But this as well should not be surprising, because God told David through the prophet Nathan that this very thing would happen. Now, the important feature of this part of the story comes in verse 23, which says, "Now in those days, the counsel that Ahithophel gave was as if one consulted the word of God. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel esteemed, both by David and by Absalom." Now remember, the question at hand by Absalom is, what shall we do? What should we do to make the kingdom of Absalom known? So Ahithophel doesn't just stop with the advice of setting up a brothel on the roof of the king's house. He also advises Absalom to let him, Ahithophel, gather up 12,000 soldiers and go hunt down David. He would only hunt down David, but he would bring back the rest of David's people and soldiers to be in the kingdom of Absalom, therefore increasing Absalom's kingdom. And Absalom and all the elders of Israel agreed with Ahithophel. His plan made perfect sense to them. So let Ahithophel go out, fight the battle, while Absalom stayed back on the king's roof and amplify the sin that David committed by 100. What are we to learn from this little segment of the story? Well, I think one truth that we can glean is that when we seek someone's counsel, that counsel should be rooted in righteousness and integrity. Although Ahithophel's advice may have been politically expedient, it was divorced from any moral truth. As we walk with the Lord day by day, we are to seek counsel from other brothers and sisters in Christ. We want to make sure that that counsel we receive is rooted in righteousness and integrity. As you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionary, AJ. And also remember the Pimba Life Word broadcast that can be heard throughout Kenya, Mozambique, Somalia, and Tanzania.